round to the place where they can't have a decent thought. You understand? And they've resorted to drugs. You see? You see? Now, let me tell you this now, while I'm at it. Now look, Messiah said in the first chapter of St. John, I'm telling you where you can find that in the book, you can look at it when you go home. See, we don't have time to read everything. You understand? But now, he enlightens every man that comes into the world. He enlightens. In other words, God has given every man a sufficient amount of intelligence, you see, to comprehend what his purpose was. You understand? Now I said he gave him a sufficient amount. See? Now you don't need no boosters on that. See? And you haven't got too much sense. You're not too intelligent. Even before you take the drug. You need all the sense. You understand? You need to be taking some drugs and get a kick out of something. But Yahweh gives you a sufficient amount of intelligence for you to comprehend his purpose without fail. And all you can get out of that is a hallucination. Right. Okay. Now why worry with that? When you got all these hypocrite preachers up there, you say, you understand? Well, what's the use of worrying with that? Aren't you breathing enough smog and drinking enough impure water? You see? What's the use of going out hunting up something else? You kidding? I'm just making a claim so you can understand what I'm talking about. See? What's the use of you going down the street trying to pick a fight with a white man and a white man trying to pick a fight with a Negro? Mm-hmm. Do you see what I mean? Something to think about. Is that right? You can't get along with your wife. Well, why? See? Well, I just can't get along with that woman. See, now that's old, too. That's what he said. I get it. That woman, he gave the man. You see? Well, now, suppose he just turned the thing around and said, well, look, that man he united me to. You see what I mean? There's something wrong somewhere, folks. We've got to find out what's wrong. All right, now I've just got through telling you that they said that was New Testament teaching, Matthew 26:26, where that Jesus said for us to take him to eat. And this was his body, you see? And I've just got through showing you here. See, first do something here. See, that was under this age like this. He never said nothing like that to you in this age. It's just not there. And look, you wasn't even invited to the party, fella. That covenant was made with the Jews only back then. You see what I mean? Now here you are trying to tell me that Jesus said, as often as we eat this bread and as often as we drink of this cup, we show forth his death and suffering until he comes. You see? He didn't say no such a thing. That's not in the Bible where he told us to do it. You see, and you just read there, he's talking to his disciples, isn't that right? All right, now read. Listen, I want you to follow me down so you can see what I'm talking about. Then I had Dr. Lennon, to get up and show you what they said. Don't you anybody what they said was the New Testament. Right. And I said, that's not so. Now, I'm proving to you that that's not so.
For as much as you are manifestly declared
to be the
epistle
of the Messiah,
ministered by us, written not with ink.
Now wait a minute, that buster. Hold everything. Say written not with ink. Would you say that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John was written with ink? Yes, yeah. If you don't say that it was, I'll read it to you that it was in the Bible. You see? Written not with ink. All right? Let's read.
But with the spirit of the living Elohim. Not in tables of stone.
You see? Now, just written back in tables of stone. Just say, God before they had it broke.
That's
right. You understand? You understand?
Yeah.
Now what good is it going to do me? It's either stand up or anybody else. As to that matter, to stand up here and tell you, you see, to do something. You see, and you don't know the story and you're all confused about it. You see what I mean? And you are our epistle, written in our hearts, read and known of all men. Say, William, get up here. This man is a preacher. He's a good one, too. See? Now, this has happened to him. You see? Now, as the other people sat here in these seats, on these chairs, and listened to this man open his mouth and preach to you, you see? Or me or anybody else. You see, with you with a profound knowledge of what the dispensations and ages. You understand? Every mistake he makes. When he says that Jesus said, as often as we eat this bread and drink of this cup, you see? And as often as he says that this is the New Testament. You understand? See? You get the point? See? Now he might cry a little bit. See, well, he's sincere, as Brother Fly says. There was a good man. He's all right. You see? And then he might say that he prayed over this grape juice and this crackers, and it's consecrated or sanctified, and all like that. But these are sitting down here that know the truth. They know that man.
That's right.
You see? And they know that he's not one of my epistles.
That's right.
See? Do you see that now?
Yes.
They know he don't know what he's talking about. Cry, yes sir. And say, come, give God your, give me your hand. God your heart. Won't you come now? See? You can say that in every last one of these eagles. You understand? See why I'm sitting down here. Every last one of my officials knows he's wrong. You see? And he don't even affect the one of them. You don't even say anyone. See? Not even the first. Do you see what I mean? And he may be so serious about it until he wants to run on, even run over time. See? Now, we have it down here, have it up here in this pulpit that way. And we've had so many of them until the audience and the congregation jumps on and says, hey, now, when you going to put this in this place? We come down and learn. If we take money for this building down there, come down there, and we, if we want to be, then we go out there and listen. I said, we're trying to win somebody. Trying to open somebody's eyes. Ain't that right?
That's right.
You see? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So then we stop it. They said, but I'm sick of it. I'm sick of guest speakers. You see the point? I want to know something to save my soul now. You understand? I've been eating that junk out there all my life. I ain't got nothing out of it. You see what I mean? And then this is what you do. The very thing that they tell you you shouldn't do, you can't help it. You see, you can't help it. See? You go and do the very thing you think is wrong. And you can't help it. Because they taught you that it was wrong. You see? Well, for example, to give you some of what I'm saying, they say, well, it's wrong to eat pork meat. See? See? It's wrong to eat meat on fire. You see? It's wrong to chew tobacco. It's wrong when you get through with it. See, when you get through with it. See, it's wrong. Everything is wrong. And you've done gone to think it out. You've gone and you've got to think about kind of scared of right. It doesn't matter. Man walking a tightrope. You see what I'm talking about? I'm trying all I can. And you're doing wrong, trying to do right. And condemning you all the time. You see, then you ain't got one other chance then. And that's trying to hide behind something. Now that's what's going on, folks. I know what I'm talking about. It's going on among the police and everybody else, the Roman Catholics and the Protestants.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Because they don't even know what's right. They have no knowledge of it at all. See, and they say Jesus said, now ye are our epistles written in our hearts. Is that right?
That's right.
I suppose you repeat.
Ye are our epistles written in our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Known and read of all men.
Known and read. See, somebody's reading you.
Right.
You reading you. Mm-hmm. See? Now, when you out there in Babylon or out there in any church you want to talk about, mm-hmm. see? Mm-hmm. Somebody, see, you're amazing mm-hmm. that see, mm-hmm. that priest or that cardinal or that layman, mm-hmm. you're amazing him by yourself.
Yes.
And he's amazing you by himself.
Yes.
You understand? And both of you, all you can do is just try to dodge around and hide from one another. Because there's nothing there. Do you see what I mean?
Sure.
And he'll tell you, now listen, you come back to confess. Because he knows you ain't going to live nothing. How does he know that? Because he ain't living. You know what? You just made him one another by one another.
Yes,
see, they are just what he's preaching and what he's teaching. You see what I mean? Read and known of all men. Written in our hearts. See? Not with pen and ink. Now, you see what I was trying to show you? You see, the New Testament is not written with pen and ink.
Right.
So if it's not written with pen and ink, why are you trying to tell me? But Matthew is the beginning of the New Testament. Now watch this. Head on. Jeremiah 31:31.
Behold, the days come.
Behold, the days come.
Saith Yahweh.
Who said that?
Yahweh.
All right, says Yahweh.
That I will make a new covenant.
I'm going to make the new covenant. Read.
With the house of Israel.
And the house of Israel and the house of Judah. All right.
Not according to the
covenant. Now, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Acts of the Apostles, and the Epistles, that's not the New Testament, then what is? All right. Read on.
Not according to the covenant I made.
Not according to the covenant I made with them when I took them by the hand. Now listen, folks. Now listen. Right there, you ought to be trying to wake up. You see what I'm talking about? Here's the priest and all the rest of them up here doing the same thing that they done back there. Baptizing in water, washing the feet, and eating lots of stuff and everything else. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
That I ain't going to make that other covenant with the Israel like that no more. When I took him by the hand and brought him out of the land of Egypt. But then what's going to happen?
But this shall be the
now time. This is what it is. Do you believe Yahweh or do you believe God?
Yes.
What are you going to take for? What are you going to take for?
Yeah.
Now this is what he said it was.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
After those days.
After those days.
Saith Yahweh.
Now wait a minute. He said he was going to do it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now here you are trying to tell me Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Don't you see why you haven't got nowhere? You see what the difference is? You see? Now that's how you learn when you come down to this truth. There's no sense when you're going through the rain. You understand? Through all kinds of questions. You understand? You come here and set up and look at some monkey up here in the foot. See, they don't know straight up. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And we refuse to have them kind. I'm making my business to see to it that they're taught. You see?
All right.
I'm going to make it my business to see to it that you know that it's under that says Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and these epistles was written under the old covenant, and that Jesus never did fight to no Gentile. Take these, this is my body, this is my blood. And they wasn't even at the fire.
Right.
Now, how could he say it to them when they wasn't even at fire? He was his disciples up in the upper room.
That's right.
Okay. And I have you to know, if you go back to the first chapter of Exodus, take a lamb out of the flock, a lamb to a house, isn't that right?
Right.
And then they would kill that lamb on the 14th and offer it and eat it on the 14th.
Right.
Ain't that right?
Right.
I want to know if that's right. If that's what the Bible says.
Right.
Right.
Tell whose Bible you read it out of. You say? Well, it sure wasn't down up in no congregation.
Right.
You find in that Bible where he ever wrote. Have you ever seen anything like that up there in the temple?
It's not in that Bible. It's not in that. Nowhere in the Bible.
See?
Yes.
It's not even in the harmony. Not to say nothing about the Bible. Do you see what I mean?
Yes.
And that's why I've acted and done as I have done. And I simply will not stand for you to come down here through the rain and through the snow and through the sleet, you see, and from one time to the other. You understand? And not tell you the truth about it. And when I tell you the truth about it, see, they lay in wait out yonder. See, and they have done it. Beat me up bodily. But they ain't gonna never. I'm like the Apostle Paul said. No man in the regions of a child shall stop me from this pulpit. Now, you're sitting up here with the devil in you. You're not fooling me when you say, look, that man don't know what he's talking about. You don't disturb me. See? I tell you what's the matter with you. You know what's the matter with you? You know why you say that? See, you know you can't gain saying resistance. You understand? And you're afraid. You're a coward. You're a hypocrite. That's what it is. The devil in you. See? Then the best you can say is, so that man don't know what he's talking about. I ain't going back down there no more. You're fooling yourself, not me. You see what I'm talking about? The words that I speak, their power. They'll uproot anything out of anybody. You understand what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. That's Joshua the Messiah said, the words that I speak, they're spirit and they're life, and it resounds within your conscience. You understand? And you tremble in your boots just like I do in mine.
Right.